My talkers, it's hump day. It's a little rainy, a little bit not very summer-like day today, but that's okay. Lori and Julie are here for the next hour. We've got Hollywood Speak coming up. Julia's random thoughts and all kinds of great music news to talk about with Adele and Jamie Lynn Spears. Dr. Dre news, I'm guessing, that we already just mentioned. But
yeah, those two are just like really, it's so dirty. It has to be between those two.
Low blows for sure.
Low blows. And Jamie Lynn Spears is coming out firing against her sister. I don't know why either, but she was very upset when her mental... This book is being published by a Christian publishing company.
And it comes out in January.
So this is great publicity because she's changed the name because it was going to be I Must Confess, which is a line from Britney's Oops, I Did It Again, to I Wish I... Things I Should Have Said. It just... It's a picture of her. I mean, she's 30 years old. I don't care what she has to say. This reminds me of when Miley Cyrus came out with her, you know, little memoir or whatever at like 21.
Yeah.
Giving her thing on being the Disney kid or whatever. I mean, it just seems like such a cash grab for what reason? Just a small group of fans.
Yes.
Like they should print as they go on these books.
You know what? It's just so silly though to me. It just seems the timings, everything about it feels so wrong, and that she's doubling down.
Yeah.
But she just really, you know, thinks that people want to hear from her. Who the hell wants to hear from her?
I mean, it is her story, and she can write about anything that she wants, but given everything
that
her sister has gone through, at the very least, it seems insensitive.
100%.
And it feels very insensitive. And she was accused by Britney, my whole family should be in jail. And they better. And then just recently, just this week, you know, Lord have mercy on my family's souls if I give an interview.
That's just wrong.
Okay.
Everything about, I just.
So she's been calling her out, Jamie Lynn, since June when we first heard from her. Otherwise, it was all just gossip about whatever happened. So when Britney basically, you know, let us know that her sister didn't support her throughout her conservatorship battle, and she's previously called out Jamie Lynn for performing her songs.
She did. But she was there with her.
Yes. And so yesterday when this company, it's called This Is My Brave. Worst name ever for an organization. I'm sorry that no one will remember it. And it doesn't, it must mean something to whoever started it. But from a marketing 101, This Is My Brave is going to be a difficult organization to remember. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Anyway, they said they declined. They're not going to take any of her money. And, but Jamie Lynn's people ran to People Magazine.
And what they say? What was the comment? Because this to me feels so silly that she would even comment.
Yeah. Let's see. That they said, unfortunately, with them backing out, they are essentially saying that one person's mental health struggles are more valid and important than another. They took a clear stand on whose story they thought had more value to them.
Oh, come on.
I mean...
Well, first, Lori...
This is her being super obvious about competing with her sister and saying, but I want this to be about me, and it's damaging to me that people care about what happened to my sister, Brittany, for the last 13 years when she lost her life to... I mean, it's so shady, and it shows you exactly who she... Yeah, thank you.
There you go.
It shows you exactly who she is. I mean, can you believe she said that?
It's nuts.
It's nuts. It's,
could you make this more about you?
Yes.
It's ridiculous.
And I mean, I was just like, okay, whoever you're paying your PR people for, maybe they're not getting paid anymore because Jamie doesn't have money to pay all the PR and legal people that he paid to take care of everybody's careers. This is PR speak from somebody that doesn't know what the hell they're doing.
I kind of think it's just so bad that she's doing this right now. I don't understand why she doesn't get that. But you know,
this is who she is.
Yeah, that makes me sad.
This is who she is.
Yeah, that makes me sad.
And you know what? Maybe it isn't even her fault, because if you think about it, when Britney went into the conservatorship, Jamie Lynn was a young
mom. Remember, yeah, she had a baby at like 15.
Well, I don't think she was that. I think she might have been 17 or 18.
Okay.
But I mean, I'm pretty sure she's 30 now. I mean, probably her dad very influencing in her career, since he had the purse strings. I mean, there's some therapy, or, you know, there's probably healing and stuff that needs to be done, but she is not getting good advice, and she's no longer got a paid PR person.
You're right.
That they said that they're essentially saying one person's mental health struggles are more important than the other, and they're choosing whom to believe and what has more value. And I thought, Jamie Lynn, nobody's been crying for you as you've been living your life for the last 13 years.
Nope.
Having a career, getting married, having kids,
yeah,
having this, living off your sister's name.
And doing whatever you want.
Doing whatever you want. And there's your sister over there with her measly $4,000 a month allowance and can't do jack doodly. Yeah.
Enough. She's not going to succeed, Lori. Let's just put it that way. This is not going to succeed.
I mean, it just shows you how shady she's been, and now we know.
100%.
Yeah, now we know, and we don't ever have to talk about her until she gives her tell-all, begging for her sister's forgiveness. And that's way down the road, because we got to hear from Britney first, right?
Gosh, I can't wait for that.
Take a look at Miley Cyrus. She's growing her shag out. She's on the cover of, I think it's W Magazine, and she's just squeezing her little popsicles, and she's growing out her shag.
And it looks like she's got plexiglass in front of it. It's the weirdest picture
ever.
Yeah,
but she's on her Nashville farm. I just love her. I can't wait till she tours.
Oh,
We love her.
Yeah, we do.
But she's growing out. Her hair is frizzy, and she's growing out her little shag mullet or whatever that is.
We have random thoughts. Let's take a quick break and come back with Lori. A company's changing their name. And I want to know if you even think it's a do or a don't.
All right.
It's even worth it to save them. We'll be right back.
Julia's random thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is.
All right. So this was announced today that Facebook is planning on changing its name to Metaverse.
Are you kidding me?
Why? What they're trying to do is, so Facebook has obviously had a ton of negative publicity.
And rightfully so.
Instigators, and they've created so much havoc in this country.
Right.
But they're
like a pot stirrer on the Real Housewives of yes. On Bravo. Just someone
but to
who's
the U.S. citizens.
To the whole world.
They've stirred lies and hypocrisy and stuff that is... Change lives forever, is all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Okay, so Facebook wants to be known for more than social media.
Oh, God.
They own Instagram, and they own WhatsApp. And WhatsApp, a lot of people use internationally because you can have conversations there, blah, blah, blah. It's like texting internationally, I think.
Right.
So they want to kind of find an umbrella brand name like what Google has done. And Google sits under its parent company, Alphabet. So what they want to do is they want to change it to Metaverse. And they believe that basically by rebranding, they're going to do a lot of this. Video games is something that people haven't spent enough time with yet. You know, Netflix is getting into, everyone's getting into video games. And so they're going to create a new virtual community.
Okay, but here's the bottom line. When you go in and sign on to your Facebook account, is it still going to be called Facebook? Yes.
Yeah.
Not Metaverse.
Yes.
So this is a...
Much you doing about nothing.
It's a nothing burger story. It just means they're going to reach out another huge tentacle and buy another big
company.
A platform.
But that has the video game platform, which has been untapped by them.
Yeah.
And that's a multi-billion-dollar industry. Yeah. They even have scholarships for kids in colleges to play video games. They got college video game
teams.
Esports. Esports.
Yeah. My kids tried to talk me into that.
Yeah.
Not the scholarship or the college class, just that mom. Mm-hmm. You know, there's so much reading we do playing these video games. And there's, mom, you know that I could win $1 million playing these games.
Isn't that funny how kids will say that thing when they're trying to get their way on something? God, that's great.
It was hysterical, the different manipulations that they were trying to do to get me play those damn video games.
Well, kids are making a ton of money.
That's what I hear, Grant. That's what I hear.
But all I know is that all the, you know, older people really love Facebook, and that's really at the end of it, is that young people are not on Facebook. No. And if they're on Facebook, it's because
they want to send pictures to their grandma or their
aunt. That's exactly right. And so they go on it sporadically. They save all their joie de vivre for Snapchat, Insta, and TikTok.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay, so here's a random thought. Netflix did so well in the second quarter that...
It's free next year?
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry.
Exactly.
That'd be nice.
That they, actually the third quarter, they now have 213 million people are signed up for it. Just to put that into perspective, 213 million people globally. In the United States, there are only 330 million people. Mm-hmm. So almost like a country of our size is signed up.
Yeah.
Their shares increased, but Squid Games is the one because they were seeing a lull in second quarter, but third quarter jumped right up with Squid Games did phenomenal.
Yeah, whoever got the okay to option that series.
I think our shares for Netflix yesterday were like $615 a share or something like that. But it increased it. So Netflix is reigning.
Well, I have a theory about that. So
okay.
I think people have Netflix and they just keep Netflix.
Like that one's easy.
You never get rid of Netflix.
Because we all had it for a long time. Right. We're used to the $11.90 or the $13.
But all these other services, people will sign up for the special churn and return.
Come and go.
Come and go. Churn and return. And when they're done watching all the shows for that month or whatever, if there are
Netflix
three.
Netflix had the space first and people, that's the go-to. It for me is.
It's the one, like, I've gone in and out of a couple, like, I'll just sign up for a month and I make myself a note to cancel it.
Yep.
I think that is a huge part of all the other streaming platforms. That's what they've got going on.
They hit it first.
$2.8 billion if you do 213 million subscribers times about $13. That's $2.8 billion.
Yeah, just that's in that why right they there. Have the money for a lot of good programming, I guess.
They do. And I have to admit now, when I'm looking at network versus, I don't know what channels to even go to on network anymore. Just because like HGTV used to be really fun, but I don't, you know, a lot of that crap left.
Yeah, you have to get Discovery Plus.
Right. So I just go to Netflix.
Yeah.
Or Hulu. Or I mean, I just
in one respect, I think
float over
kind
there.
Of made a mistake about like trying to get everyone to get the streaming when if you've got a basic
you
cable
pay for
thing,
cable a lot
right,
of money.
Right. And you're like, oh, they've moved all the good shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And according to one of my kids, YouTube Sports covers everything, Grant?
Well, YouTube TV has the most sports access right now, but the biggest thing that Minnesotans are facing, and I don't know if they changed it, but all of those Hulu Live, YouTube, Sling, they don't have Bally Sports, which is FSN North, which is your Twins, your Timberwolves, your Wild. So the only reason I personally got rid of all of those, and I have like some streaming things, I have Xfinity just so that I can watch the Twins, so I can watch the Wild, because all these streaming platforms haven't worked out a deal with Bally Sports to allow the Minnesotans to watch their local teams.
Their local teams. You're right about that.
So that's my problem with the streaming live stuff. But other than that, it's great. But,
yes.
Yeah, so.
Okay, so Tracee Ellis Ross has just done a collab, and it's a dream that she's been working on. She's spent a lifetime manifesting this, Lori.
Oh, it is.
And it's say, have her best favorite lipstick by MAC.
I was going to say.
It's called Ruby Woo.
I wondered she's been if wearing it was going to be lipstick because I always see she always has that, great lipstick.
And she's been wearing the same color.
Okay.
Ruby Woo by MAC since she was 17 years old.
Wow.
She says, I love the way red lips look. It's beautiful. You can have no foundation. Mm-hmm. It brightens up your face. She keeps it in her car, her house, her purse, blah. But she's teamed that up with her hair conditioner. That is not just, you know, she's got...
Is the hair conditioner going to be red?
Nope, her hair conditioner is just a leave-in conditioner.
Okay.
That extends all different types of hair. So there are two you can buy, the Holy Grail kit.
And you get a lipstick and a conditioner?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, so that's happened. We already heard Billie Eilish is coming out with her own perfume scent.
Not
it's $68. And her thoughts, Lori,
uh-huh.
I just highlighted a couple of her quotes for us.
Okay, good.
Perfumes have been my greatest joys.
Mm-hmm.
I always wanted to make a perfume.
For how long have you been on this planet?
Yeah.
It features cocoa, soft spices, and vanilla. I've always been in love with vanilla since I used to bake with my mom.
That's right. This is what everybody would say. That's one of people's earliest loves for smells.
Mm-hmm. And she wants to launch it in November because she wanted it to
get it out for Christmas.
No, she wanted it to feel cozy, almost like the word November, which she calls a brown word and a month. Almost like tree bark.
What in the edible is going on?
That one I love. Almost like the word November. It's a brown word and a month. Almost like tree bark, which I've always wanted to cover my body with tree bark, especially if it had boxed elder bugs. And then she says,
"Oh my word!
My favorite smells are amber color smells. To me, in my brain, I have a really strong nose, and since I was a kid, smells are all I think about."
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? She worked with a good perfumer,
and her bottle is body inspired because
it looks like boobs and
it's boobs and a neck and half a shoulder.
Okay.
So anyway.
Good luck. I'm sure that all your fans will buy it and they'll love it. And, you know, we're probably not going to buy it.
Go forth and smell like tree bark.
But I'll smell it at TJ Maxx.
There you go.
When it hits the discount shelf.
When it hits the shelves. You're right, Lori. It'll be there soon.
Oh, it's like a way of passage for all these young pop stars, right?
You're right. All right, Grant, what's happening in the traffic?
Well, we've got a lot of accidents out there.
Hi, people. Lori and I are trying to figure out what our Halloween costume is going to be for our costume contest, Grant.
Ooh, what are you guys thinking? Probably keep it to yourself.
Lori wants to do a dressage thing and ride you around as a horsey.
We'd have to hurt you if we told you because we've already changed our minds several times in the last 5 minutes. But yet we've come upon an idea.
A good idea. Well, keep that to yourself because you don't want to give anybody else in this beautiful radio station an idea to try to beat that. So
we were going to be Ted Lasso because that'd be pretty easy. Brown wig, mustache, visor, tracksuit, you know.
That would be
khaki
fun.
Khaki pants. But, you know, Julie and I get tired of always dressing up like men.
I have to do it all the time. All the time.
Okay. Julia?
Or the auntie or the bad sister. Right, everything. I know. Lori always got to be the cute one. I always had to be the... Ugh.
Not always true. Okay. Yeah. So I have to bring you guys up to a Hollywood speed on something because I haven't watched the show yet, but I DVR'd it and... I told you a couple of weeks ago about Gwyneth Paltrow and, you know, that she was giving us, she was shilling capsules filled with sawdust that was supposedly going to make you horny called DTF.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So she, I'm just going to call her a well-documented menace to vaginas everywhere. Okay.
She is a
vagina menace. Gwyneth Paltrow. Goop is short for that. She will not rest until every single vagine in the northern hemisphere is scorched, throbbing, and begging for mercy. Funny. Okay, because now she has come up with another thing.
Oh gosh, what do we got?
Okay, now she is selling. Okay, now some of the other things she's sold to our throbbing vagines include jade eggs, steaming our sweet little coochie with actual heated up water going up inside your body cavity.
Like a water bottle? Like a water bottle?
No, remember you said the steam the vag, you know, that whole thing?
Like a bidet for your vag, but with hot water.
Yes, but with warm, like you steam
just take
your
a damn bath.
Exactly. So this is when she first let us know she was a vaginal menace. When she advocated this beauty treatment at spas in LA to steam your vagine, then she advocated for putting jade eggs, which are porous, good way of getting a infection, and that we put those, you know, up inside of us. And
Lori did the history of the goop.
No. Then a couple of weeks ago, her DTF, her so cool, they're taking off from the Jersey kids, Jersey Shore, and calling them DTF. And they're literally capsules. They might as well be filled with sawdust in the horny department. There's nothing in there, and they're like $60.
What happened?
Okay.
Who would put that?
Yeah, well, this is, you swallow those. You're not, that's not a suppository. She's not a menace yet suppository-wise, but don't worry, that's coming.
Yep.
So she's on Ellen today, and I get a sneak peek of this. She is now shilling.
Okay, what?
Well, first of all, she's got a new Netflix series, and it's all about SEX. And in the promo, that's what she says, SEX. So she's going to have a show about love, sex, and health, but she's so prudish, she's got to spell SEX. Okay, fine.
Oh, wow.
Whatever. But this is called Sex SEX Love and Goop. And now she's, she says to Ellen, she says, can I tell you the sweetest thing that's really happened? The vibrators that Goop was selling a few months ago, my son said, Mom, I was really embarrassed for a minute that Goop sold vibrators. And then I realized, no, this is great. You're making feel people not embarrassed to buy something. And that's great. Uh-huh. You're a feminist. And I was like, oh, thank you, my dear.
Now, what is it?
Well, she's always sold vibrators. Yeah, now she's selling a vibrator that heats up. So it's like putting a curling iron in your coochie. Okay. So, like I said.
Just wait a minute. Because literally, I got to show both of you something. Do you see those spots right there?
Yeah.
I was steaming a shirt.
Oh.
And I accidentally burned myself.
Yeah, I've done it.
I can't imagine. I burned my stomach.
No.
Sorry, Graham, for showing you my stomach.
Yeah, that's okay.
But I can't imagine putting a curling iron on my hoo-ha.
A heated vibrator, Julia. This is why I said she is a menace, okay?
This sounds dangerous.
Of course
why
it is.
Why does she keep wanting to heat the vag?
Julia,
it's
like
a perfect temperature oven. Why is she obsessed with this?
She will not rest until every vagina in the northern hemisphere
is singed,
throbbing, and begging for mercy. Okay? She will not rest.
This is crazy.
So she is telling, you know, so yeah, she's got this whole, I mean, if you're gullible enough to burn your cooch on her advice, God bless.
The only thing I will say
is that whenever Gwyneth Paltrow says this really happened, it didn't. Because she also pulled out her son complimenting her on her vibrator story.
Oh, dear.
Back with Jimmy Kimmel in February of 2021. So here it is, 8 months later, and now she's got a new vibrator to sell. And this one is going to burn your insides out.
Whatever.
You don't need a heated vibrator? You're already plenty warm inside.
No, but that sounds scary to me, actually.
I mean...
Let me give you one more reason why
she's a menace to vaginas.
All right, give it to me.
Because I saw a trailer for Sex, Love, and Goop.
Okay.
And now she's advocating, as if some people don't have a hard enough time having an orgasm, now she's advocating we can just look at each other's eyes and just stare and stare and stare and will ourselves to orgasms. Okay? Now she's menacing vaginas and weenus.
Okay, can I tell you the funniest thing, though, Lori, to this point of what you're saying? Because Sex, Love, and Goop is hitting Netflix this week. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's hit yet. And this is what Neil Justin from the Star Tribune had to say. And he's so snarky and deliciously funny. And Neil, kudos on this one. And he says, let's hope that sometime in the not-too-distant future, Gwyneth Paltrow will stop trying to replace Martha Stewart and get back to making movies. Until that happens, we'll have to endure series like this one in which the actor tries to spice up couples' love lives with the help of advisors who suck all the fun out of sex education. Mm-hmm. And then he goes on to say another show that's on Netflix is called Sex Unzipped. Another Netflix offering that starts streaming Tuesday is also a bore, but at least that special has puppets. I mean, but seriously, I don't know. In real life,
yeah.
If you talk to your doctor or a gynecologist or anyone, why would you put anything warm? I mean, that's not where we, you know, you have a sore neck, you put a warm pack on it. You've got to, you put a heating pack.
You don't put hot things in your orifices. Everybody knows this. You watch out for hot food. You watch out for really cold food. And the same thing, any opening in your body, nothing needs to be
heated. And if you've ever had a hemorrhoid,
room temperature.
If you've ever had a hemorrhoid or like a yeast infection, there's already the fire in the hole. Yeah, you're already so bloody hot. You do not want that heat there, period.
Yeah, yeah. No, no, no. I mean, she is just like...
You kind of can't make it up.
No.
I mean, and I'm sorry again, I showed you my stomach.
Yeah.
No, but I literally got burned with my steamer.
No.
This week, because I was steaming something I was wearing for the wedding.
You're not alone.
I've done it. Because I was in such a hurry, and just the thought of having that steam anywhere near...
Well, this is what we were upset about when she was at having us hover over the vaginal steamers. Steam the clamma, or whatever that was called.
Steam the clam steamer.
I mean,
Steam the clam.
It's unnecessary.
We are not eating clam linguine tonight.
I mean, it's just... Yeah, we're going to always remember that, right? She's a vaginal menace. She isn't even an actress anymore. She's a vaginal menace, and she will not rest, Julia. Anyone who's buying this crap from her is, you know.
I don't think many people are. I think that's the other part of this, because we kind of read, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago, the mass exodus Goop has had in the last 18 months. You don't hear so much about it out there anymore.
Yeah.
I just feel like
her
crazy product developmentness has made her lose credibility where she had it in the cookbook world.
Yeah.
Because people liked those cookbooks from her, and they liked that.
And they liked her curating overly expensive, bland clothing.
But people liked it. It's a way to see these high-end clothes and see what your house could look like in black. But when she's dealing with literal your vagina, no one wants her... advice here. I think she's losing credibility
so
quickly.
Bad wellness advice on a lot of things. Sexuality being one of her fields that she's wanted to know. I remember when she was on the Today Show with Matt Lauer, and she was basically pushing vitamin supplements that were called Wake Me Up Before I Go-Go.
It was called Lady Pep.
Yeah, you know, I mean, but it was just like stuff that it's just... capsules filled with sawdust that have extracts, and they were all really excited. And I remember thinking, why in the hell is the Today Show talking to her?
I think Goop jumped the shark.
She has jumped the shark. Yep. All right. She's jumped the vagina. Okay.
All right. And with that, we'll be back with Hollywood Speak.
What is the meaning of this?
All right, Julia, I know you're going to be able to Hollywood speak this one off the bat. So, I mean, the one sport that you follow religiously is tennis.
I do.
Okay, and so you know that the Australian Open today declared that all players will be vaccinated.
They struggle if they get a case down there, everyone gets it. Yeah.
Well, the U.S. Open could have done it, but they didn't do it.
Right.
So here's what somebody said, and I just want to see if you know who said it. Things being as they are, I still don't know if I will go to Melbourne. I will not reveal my status, whether I've been vaccinated or not. It is a private matter, and it's inappropriate to ask.
Why is that private?
I know. Who said it, though?
It's two people.
Give us your...
Stefano Tsitsipas, or it's Djokovic.
Djokovic. And the Hollywood speak on that is he's not vaccinated. When people say that, it just tells everybody.
And that country has really struggled with COVID. I mean, if you remember last year during the Australian Open, they just get a case and they shut down. And it disrupts their society so big time.
Yeah.
They're on an island.
Yes, yes. You know, that's why Hawaii has been so stringent.
All these island places have. Because it could affect everybody.
Exactly.
You know, you're on an island.
It's like...
He's something.
Djokovic, okay, thank you. But thank you for revealing by not revealing. Yeah. And now we know.
Now we know, okay. Yes.
All right.
I didn't know they came out with that today, Lori.
Yeah?
Okay.
Yep. Okay, Ghislaine Maxwell's lawyers... have filed.
And she's related to
Jeffrey Epstein. She's in
the
jail.
Pedophile, all that stuff.
Yeah,
just for people.
She's the trafficking. She's basically
the booker.
Yeah, she's the madam. She was trafficking the girls, I believe, is what the official charges. Sex trafficking trial. Her lawyers have filed a motion from anybody being referred to as victim or the word rape being used in this trial.
They don't want to allow those two words to be used in the trial. Oh, that's good luck on that one.
Yeah, good luck on that motion.
Yeah, tell us how that comes
out
for you.
The very exact thing. First of all, sex trafficking, by its very definition, is that there's going to be victims and there's going to be rape. So,
wow. Good luck.
There's money for a lawyer. They're filing
We had something like this yesterday where someone didn't want certain words to be used in a trial. I can't remember who we were talking about.
I can't remember, but yeah, good luck, lady.
Yeah, good luck is
good luck on that one. Okay, here is...
They're allowing people to be called women or girls.
Yeah, right.
Okay, that one's getting by.
Right. Kristen Cavallari talks Jay Cutler split. I didn't want to be in a toxic relationship anymore.
Well, that's why a lot of people get out of their marriages.
But do you think that that is, you know...
I don't know.
Cool or uncool to say.
I don't know
they
why...
They have two kids.
I don't know why she's speaking about this. It's their divorce. They've been divorced for over a year. Why does she need to say this? Who is she benefiting?
Her story.
Again, who is she benefiting? She's got children. Mm-hmm. You can... This has always been my golden rule.
Yeah.
I will never speak bad about my ex-husband. He's the father of my kids.
Yeah.
He's a good guy. He's a great guy.
Yeah.
You know, my kids love him. Everyone loves him. Right. You know, why would you? Of course, we got divorced because things weren't working out. That's why people get divorced.
Right.
You know,
was on Caitlin Bristow's podcast. And, you know, she's hosts with Tayshia, The Bachelor.
Oh, yeah, that's who she is. Gosh, everybody has a microphone these days.
Yeah, I know.
Lori, they give them to anybody.
Yeah.
But Hollywood speak that. That was when we first started Grant.
Right.
They'll give a microphone to anybody.
That's what people said when we got
when we started with no talent.
But, yeah, I mean.
And 20 years later, you're still kicking ass.
Yeah, I think she just could have said, I didn't want to be in that relationship anymore.
It wasn't healthy.
Because when you say toxic and it's coming out of your mouth.
It's blame.
It's blame, and it feels like it's blame to the other person.
100%. She's blaming him.
She might be meaning it like we were together, but she doesn't say that.
No.
I didn't want to be in a toxic relationship. Yeah. So that right there is blaming.
Yes, he might have wanted to be in it.
Yeah.
But that's not okay.
Can we learn that in like couples counseling when you say a lot of I things?
You're in your ego, you're in your id, you're not thinking,
you're not thinking of the we.
And as a divorce.
And it's easy to blame when you're in the I.
100%. And then unless there was something dramatic that happened and she needs, you know, in that relationship that she wants to keep the kids away, she wants to do blah, blah, blah. You just don't use those words. Ask Ann Tressler.
That's right.
Put the kids first.
That's right. Kelly Ben Simone, this is another little story from Dave Quinn's book called Not All Diamonds and Rosé.
About the housewives.
Housewives, tell
and
all
she's more. A former New York housewife.
That's right. So long. She's the one who went to Scary Island and get invited back.
Rainbows and teddy bears.
Yeah.
She freaked out on the show, Grant, and we all saw it. It was not pretty.
She said... Bethany was just looking for attention. She was so insecure. Remember, she was the old guard and I was the new pretty fun girl. She didn't have kids. I was a mom with young kids. She was struggling in her career and I was accomplished.
What delusion is she under? Wow, that she thinks that Bethany was insecure compared to Kelly Ben Simone, who jogged on the New York streets. And what did she even do?
Her claim to fame was she was married to this guy. He either ran Elle magazine or the modeling agency. And he turned out to just be not a good guy
at all.
And she had like two kids with him. She was a model, but she was famous for being a model for a second. She wasn't like a Linda
being
Evangelist.
Adjacent to some guy who's a big CEO.
Yes, and it was a magazine or a modeling agency. I just can't remember. But yeah, we didn't know We looked her up and we're like, oh, she's married to the model agency guy.
Okay.
We didn't even know who she was.
I cannot believe she said it. Now, why? That just. Mm-hmm. Who are these people who think that they're better than. I mean, that's 20 years too late and wrong. Bethany probably. I hope she doesn't even respond because it doesn't deserve it. Because that's so.
Yeah.
Bethany came on like a spark plug. We did wonder why she was on because she wasn't a housewife. I did. We wondered that because I thought the name of the show was Housewives.
Right.
But lo and behold, she was one of our favorites.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. We didn't really care if they. What is a housewife anyway? I would like a housewife.
I want one
so housewife fast.
No kidding, Lauren.
You know? Who doesn't? I mean, that was like such a funny. A thing when that was in the beginning when people were like, well, nobody's married, nobody has kids.
And we knew, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, speaking of housewives, Lisa Rinna was gleeful about in that book, speaking of that Housewives Tell, Diamonds and Rosé, she was gleeful about the fact that Lisa Vanderpump got busted and she said, like, basically, I told you so or something like that.
About Doggygate, Lisa.
Puppygate, Lisa Vanderpump.
This revisionist history, or just history.
Anyway.
There was a huge fight about who leaked it to the press, and lo and behold, it was Lisa Vanderpump.
She puts it up, and then she takes it down 2 hours later. Now, Hollywood speak, why is she doing that?
Because she got her dig in, and then she took it down because she didn't want to stay up and be permanent.
But it's
passive aggressive.
It is.
She already got busted. It's already out there. Why does she need to put a knife in it? Because she's got so much dirty laundry herself. Why would she do that?
With Erica Jane?
Just with everything.
Yeah, with everything.
She just.
It is passive aggressive to do that because it's like a planned post and then we'll take it down and then maybe we'll get even more looks because people say, oh, in a since deleted post.
And I have to admit, I like her daughter, Erica Jane, on Dancing with the Stars.
Huh?
Is that her daughter? No, I'm getting her mixed up with that other one.
There's no Lisa Rinna daughter on Dancing with the Stars.
No, I'm thinking of the other one. That looks like her.
Olivia Jade?
Yeah.
Lori Loughlin's daughter?
Yeah, for some reason I was getting my stars crossed.
Well, they're like the same age girls. They're both like 19 or 20.
I was just getting my stars crossed for a second.
I hope she doesn't meet Scott Disick anytime backstage soon. She's 20.
No kidding. She's prime meat.
Although she's a year older than he usually likes to meet. He usually likes to meet him at 19.
That's true.
Because this is what everybody wants, their 19-year-old to date a guy in his late 30s.
Oh,
kids. All right, we'll be right back.